Hi.
Hello.
Welcome from sunny Florida.
This is not going to work at all.
It's going to work.
No chance.
It might work.
You know what's amazing?
What? There's a 50-50.
The producer's in my shot. I like it.
It's a 50-50 chance that this works.
With Trish. Perfect. That's it. We have the intro song. Done. Why am I, what is all this?
You said that this microphone wasn't working, so I gave you a second mic option.
So we have four microphones.
Yes.
I love when you buy new toys. Yeah. You have no idea how any of them work, but we use them all.
I don't know if any of them are working.
Did you charge them?
One of them.
So that orange light, does that mean anything bad?
Possibly. If anybody knows how to use them, please send us a message in the DMs and we'll...
I think we can Google.
Yeah, we can Google. Or we can just get somebody to come help us.
If you want to come to my house, charge my devices, let me know. Is that what you're hoping for?
No.
It's pretty entitled to ask a fan to come charge your devices, man. That's
not
too
what
much.
I asked for.
You're like, yeah, you can do this for me, come
to
my
house.
They
can help me figure this out.
You could take the car after if you want.
No.
You said that last time.
I never said that. You said that.
You said you wanted to ram your car into rich people and leave it on the road.
That was your idea.
You said that. That was a bad idea.
Do you know
if you want to bring, if you're a rich person, you don't come to our house, you'll hit you with our car, you can charge our devices.
I did not say that.
Why would you hit someone with your car?
Welcome back to another episode of Sheena Interrupted.
Live from West Palm Beach.
You know, for the record, I never hit anything or anyone with my car, but someone in your family did hit another one of our cars with the one car.
That's old news.
Yeah, but that's what you keep going back to.
We're going upstream now.
I am not hitting
any
people
with the car
with
now.
My car.
Like gently, not to injure them, just to say I've done it once.
I don't
if
want.
You volunteer, can I hit you with your car?
Me
you,
or him?
No, producer.
He wants you to hit you with your own car.
Okay. Look, we're going to do things to up our game. We can't just sit here on sofas talking with broken microphones.
You can't hit people.
No, people try to jump over cars.
That's not the kind of
show
that
we... No, we'll just start slow, like in neutral.
Okay.
I'll put the car in neutral.
Yeah.
You push it.
Okay.
And it'll bump into him.
Can you push
it? Ouch.
I got my back hurting. I can't do that. Her and I can't push. We'll just sit in the car like two people. Just push us to the back surgery place.
So we are in West Palm Beach visiting some dear, dear friends and hanging out with them this week because our kids have been obsessed for the last
16 years.
3 or 4 years, at least 5 years, maybe.
I don't know. Your sense of time is horrible.
With coming to visit them?
I met
them?
These guys 2 years ago.
No. They've been wanting to come here. Because Uncle Monty, for the longest time, has shown them the outside of his house, which is really stunning. And he kept telling the kids that they could go jet skiing right in his backyard.
Yep.
And so for the
little that they know.
For the last 3 years, they've been saying that they want to come visit Uncle Monty and Auntie Kenzie.
Little did they know.
About?
They needed a driver's license.
Yeah.
To do that.
Yes.
And
a boating
license. They didn't
license.
Complete the boating license yeah. in time.
Yeah.
So they didn't get a chance. Because since January of 2010,
why are I'll you, have you so know, well versed in the boating?
Because I've been reading a lot about the boating rules in Florida.
Uh-huh.
With Jay as he was studying for his license. I must ask you a question.
No, I must ask you a question.
I may have read your notes, and seeing as you got so sidetracked, I must ask you a question.
What is with the
what
mustache?
What do you like about me the most right now?
What is with the mustache? Did you add a mustache to
your
mustache?
Of course. I have to be realistic in terms of what I'm showing.
I mustache you a question.
No, you forgot. You're too busy talking about other things.
He has a mustache, people. He has a full-on mustache. You've gone and dressed like a Miami Vice guy.
Yeah.
He's walking around like he's really, like he owns a strip of land in Miami.
I do.
Yeah.
It's this big. It's a pen.
He's got a mustache.
Yeah.
He's got... this, like, very Miami
it's a nice shirt.
Knit.
Yeah, it was knit in Miami.
What is this thing called? Golf
just
shirt?
Just a shirt.
Yeah.
That's what people call it.
Yeah, and then he's got his, like, big Miami sunglasses.
Which are the same glasses I've worn for 2 years with a beard,
they
and they were in Miami sunglasses
then. Definitely look different
now
on your Miami style.
I think you're just getting a little bit upset with all the double takes that I'm getting when we're walking in public.
No, I'm going to tell you guys a story. Okay, so he filmed me as he picked me up from the airport because I got here a few hours after they did. And
she was sitting in the back.
He filmed me. I came from somewhere else.
In a connecting flight.
So he filmed me. It was awful. That first sighting of him was like, what have you done to yourself? And then he's like, we're going to just ask random strangers.
You want to release this?
Yeah.
Have you speaking such vile things after seeing me in the public?
About your mustache?
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. You're like, I think you are a very handsome fellow.
Well, that's not what it sounds like right
but
now.
But right now, with this mustache
sounds
situation...
Sounds like you're mustache shaming me.
I'm not mustache shaming you other are. People. I'm just mustache shaming you.
I don't mustache shame you. I don't know. When you wait too long to thread, do I say anything?
So he's walking around everywhere in Palm Beach, Florida, asking people what they think of his mustache. But guess what? He's only asking the people... that have mustaches and their wives.
They're very supportive.
Yeah. So he's just getting more and more support.
You can choose who you want to ask. What are you doing? You asked the one lady who's a fan of yours and you told her thumbs down?
Yeah.
Or thumbs, do you like it or no? That's not fair.
So you're going and asking the mustache people and you're like, thumbs up?
I didn't say anything. I didn't do thumbs up. I just stood there. You asked the question.
You walked to the guy and you said,
I just said, ask these nice people.
Hey man, I like your mustache.
I liked it.
So that's the same thing as a thumbs up. You're giving him a thumbs up.
So we can leave it to the public.
We will leave it to the public.
You should just ask some people. Yeah. You should go to one place and say, okay, the next 10 people will ask them.
Yes, we are going to do that.
And I think I would win that.
I really doubt it.
It's a good look.
For who?
For me. I like it. I'm going to try this for a while.
What if it's not a good look for me?
That's why you remove yours. We already discussed this. I don't tell you. If you want to grow it, you can grow it back. That's
fine. No, I don't want to grow my mustache. I want your mustache to grow away.
Oh, grow away.
Grow away.
Okay, let's try it for a while, and then we can decide.
We did.
Huh?
We did.
I've never had a mustache.
Yep.
So I'm going to rock the stash now for a bit and see what happens.
Okay, man.
Yeah.
You do you.
So what are we talking about today?
You know, we're on vacation.
Yeah.
And this is... what I think both of us have been feeling a lot of like joy in this moment in watching our children have these cool experiences while on vacation. And I don't think that we've really truly appreciated like just how short this time is with them. And I'm
what do you mean?
Like they're so different from even the last vacation we took with them. They're so different from the vacation we took before, and each time we go with them, they're like a little more independent. They're enjoying different things. We don't have a lot more time with our kids. Like, we don't have a lot
of
time.
Why? What's happening?
Jay's 14. He's going to go off to college in a few years.
Oh, like that?
Yeah. Like, I want to bottle this time up
with
them.
You can't bottle people.
I know, but I want...
That's illegal.
I want to bottle up... like, the way that Zara was looking in the sand, looking at her toes in the sand, and the way that they were, like... chasing waves yesterday. It was just so sweet, and they're not going to be like this for much
longer. Hey, keep quiet. We're making a podcast, you two bozos. Sorry, go ahead. They don't respect your work while on vacation.
They don't have to. They do not have
to. Hey, get in the room. Get back in your bottles. It's okay. We can cut that out. Okay. The people don't have to know what you do to them.
I just wish that I could encapsulate this time of their lives,
you
of
are.
Our lives. How?
When you pull out your phone, then your phone tells you, 2022, this is what happened.
Yeah, but they're not that small anymore.
Like sometimes when I look things back, that are unexpected just happen and you have to capture the moment.
Yeah.
And you really just go with it.
Exactly.
But the key is focus.
Okay.
You can never lose your focus.
You can never lose your focus and you always have to just enjoy the moment, whatever chaos is happening around you. Yeah.
You know? And that's life. That's the secret of life.
Exactly.
Sometimes you just have to enjoy the moment.
Yep.
Things will happen.
100%.
Shocking things.
Yeah.
Like no cookies. Just popcorn. Like who would have ever imagined that? But times are changing. Some
dietary restrictions are changing. People bloating, are a little more health conscious.
Bloating. Yeah. Salt free.
Exactly.
Sugar free.
See, people get a little bit
these things
older.
Happen.
These things happen.
Yeah.
Life just keeps happening.
So you want to...
I want to bottle up our children.
You want to stop your children from growing.
I just want to stop time for 30 seconds.
Okay, just...
I just wish that, or I wish, like, at every point where we feel like this, we could just squeeze it
just,
and
like,
hold
hurt
it.
Them?
No.
These are a lot of things you're not supposed to do to
hold
other people.
It and just, like, you know in Harry Potter, they have those memories in those, like...
Pensieve?
No, the balls. The balls.
I think that's your other series you're thinking of.
No.
With the dragons.
No. The memory balls. Not two balls. In the room with all the balls.
The memory ball room, yes. No, I remember
like the
that.
The premonitions.
Yeah, yeah. That one. This is not everyone has that version. I think you paid extra for that.
Listen to me.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, when they go into the room.
No. Let's not do that with our hands.
They go into the... What's it called?
Uh-huh.
Where the mayor is.
I've never... The mayor of Harry Potter?
I can't
It's the mayor.
What's his name?
The mayor?
Not the mayor.
Not the mayor. Harry Potter. Hagrid.
No.
No.
You know when they go down underground?
I'll kill you, Harry Potter. Voldemort? Try without words. I think you're better at charades than with words. Sofa. So many balls. Head. What? I've never seen a podcast with no words. This is, you've come on to something
okay.
new.
Okay, and then when all the kids
That's
were
so good.
There.
Oh my God, children.
All
now.
The kids were there, and then they had the, all the
painting.
People came.
Art day. Art class at the mayor's house. Is that the right answer?
No.
No, I was so close. No.
With the globes. The prophecies!
Who invited this one?
Prophecies.
The prophecies.
Yeah.
Ministry of Magic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Ministry of Magic with the prophecies.
I
the
may
minister.
Have known these things a little while before, but I prefer mayor of art class.
Okay, so you know in the prophecies, they could like see...
The future.
The future, but what if there was a way to like bottle the past?
They have that. The pensieve. I told you that in the beginning.
That's the memory.
Yeah.
Oh, they could jump in the memory. Yeah, I wish I could have a pensieve.
There you go. Okay. So if anyone can make us a pensieve, please come to our house. We'll hit you with our car and you can charge your devices and we'll give you a pensieve.
No, they have to give us the pensieve.
And you have to give us a pensieve.
Yes.
So bring a pensieve if you want.
And we'll hit you with
and
our car.
And then Sheena will lock you in a basement so you can experience what it's like to be one of our children when we're recording.
No, that's a bottle.
Oh, yeah, we'll lock
You're
you in a bottle.
You're mixing up your metaphors.
I know.
Yeah.
I apologize for the errors I'm committing during this podcast. You know what I always say?
What's that?
Do as I say, not as I do.
Okay.
Because if you do as I do, it would take you 1 year to hire the right person for your job. If you do as I say,
yeah,
you might actually hire a right person quickly and help you grow.
So what you're saying is, when it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need.
No, actually what I'm saying is stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast.
Yes, absolutely. And with sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page of your relative.
For your relatives to hire to come work for your company. Hire your mother on Indeed.
Let me
this
try
Mother's
that again.
Day, hire your mother.
With sponsored jobs, your posts jump to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster.
I don't think there are any monthly subscriptions, there's no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results.
That's right.
That's what sponsored jobs. You know how fast Indeed is?
Tell
In
me.
The minute we've been talking, 23 hires were made on Indeed.
Like when I talk to people who are looking to hire, they're all looking on Indeed.
Ooh. Joe in Belgium just got a job.
There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 job sponsored credit to get your job more visibility at Indeed.com/Sheena.
Just go to Indeed.com/Sheena right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Sheena. Terms and conditions apply.
Hiring Indeed is all you need.
Are we okay?
You're not okay. But it's fine. I'll wash your memory after this is
nice,
over.
Nice. I love
we
it.
We do this every day.
This is how I stay so happy.
Yes.
All the time.
Because it's all made up.
Find your happy.
What is that?
Be your happy. Live
what
your happy.
What was that song we wrote for you?
Love your happy. I wrote the song.
Yes, yes.
I did.
Yes. You're like the Truman Show.
Can you imagine how sad that was?
What?
An entire life built around this man to like keep him happy and just as an experiment.
You know that's what all of our lives are like?
You think so?
Yep. Not to get too deep on you. That's why I grew a mustache.
Like a tiny little, like...
Just philosophical.
What? It's not like a microaggression against the Truman Show?
What?
Like, are you just slightly...
Is there anything micro about this, bro?
Is this like a slight aggression against, like, the cage that you feel like you're putting?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Like, yeah.
I can control myself.
Yeah.
That's what it
is? That's it. That was it.
So then why did you grow this, if that's not it?
I didn't... I grew all of it.
Yeah.
And then I removed some of it, uh-huh. like an excavation.
Okay, but
and
what
then I
was,
discovered this underneath.
Well, what was the
it's
point?
It's like, you know, there's marble, and they start chiseling like this, and yeah. then they come like, wow. It's like that. This is like David by Michelangelo.
Your face?
Yeah.
Or your mustache?
The whole package with my knit shirt.
Wow.
You ever have that feeling?
Never.
You never feel like... You get dressed, anything, and you're like, wow.
Wow, I look like David of Michelangelo?
Well, it would be weird if you said that after the shower, but like maybe Mona Lisa or
Never.
Someone else?
Like a Never? Work of art?
Yeah.
No.
Not
I
even
think that
Van Gogh?
Is the major... No, I think that is the major difference between like...
Me and you?
Men and women.
What do you mean? All men and all women?
No, that's a huge generalization. But yeah. I think guys have so much more confidence... When it comes to things like that, like...
Because we don't walk on our tippy toes most of the time.
Do you think that's
what it
is?
You guys are all off balance.
Like I saw, okay.
You're always walking like this, so you're leaning into the future.
For example, I saw...
That's why.
I saw Jay and Zara yesterday. Yeah. They both wanted to go into the ocean.
Yeah.
And Jay's like, I'm going into the ocean. And I was like, okay, but the current looks a little strong. And he's like, I'm going into the ocean. We had this conversation and he said, Mama, I think I'm strong enough of a swimmer to go and do this.
Yeah.
So I said, all right, see where the waves are crashing here? Stay on this side of that.
Oh, on the sand side.
No.
Okay. Stay on this side of the crash. I was also on this side.
No.
It was very safe there.
No, I told him not to go to the second crashing of the waves, like the second layer. So stay on this side of it. Okay?
Okay.
So anyway, Zara looked at me and she wanted to go and she was nervous. His reaction for wanting to go in or his like confidence in wanting to go out there was so much different than her confidence and her reaction. And with him, I felt like I had to knock a little, like, awareness into him. With her, I felt like the goal was to knock a little more confidence into her and a little more,
she's
like...
She's confident, but she's also aware that she weighs 50 pounds less than him.
Yes.
Like, you could throw a paper plane, you could throw Zyra and see which one's going to go further.
No.
Yeah, she's very light.
She is
if you
very
throw
light.
Her, she then does three spring jumps and then she ends up
she
on the other side of the
light.
Room.
She is very light. I told her to stay closer to him or like between him and me.
Did you have a door at least to throw or something for them to hold on to in case the tides got rough?
No, I had your mustache.
Bro.
That thing goes on forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. You look like that guy from The Hangover.
Which one?
The brother.
What's his name?
Zach Galifianakis.
Zach Galifianakis?
Yeah.
He didn't have a mustache.
He did. He had a
full beard, no?
Mustache.
He had a full beard.
I don't think he had a beard.
You think of Mike Tyson?
No, I'm not thinking of Mike Tyson. You look nothing
look
like,
Mike Tyson.
Mike
now.
Tyson. Zero.
Oh, thanks. I love Mike Tyson.
Where's your tiger?
He's the best.
Yeah, the best. All right, so that
Are we
was,
done?
Yeah, I think so.
That we're was, not talking about anything today. I like this episode.
I mean, we're talking about vacation. We're talking. Okay, you tell me, what are your feelings about this vacation?
I enjoy working on vacation.
You're not working.
Oh, you finally agree that this is a nonprofit we run.
Yes, this is a nonprofit.
Okay,
there
good.
Is no money. If you want to help us out, please hit that subscribe button.
Yeah.
I'm giving
hit
you another
button.
Chance. Hit the subscribe button.
I think what happens is they actually hit it on the screen and nothing happens.
No, you have to go find it, like, beside the
With your
the
mouse,
screen.
You have to click.
Yes.
You don't give...
We're getting in trouble. We're getting in trouble with the people higher up.
God?
No.
God came to me and said, increase your subscribers or your time is done.
Management.
Is that true?
No.
Imagine God was that petty. Like, you had prophecies.
Yeah.
Like Moses got commandments.
Now all of a sudden
you get subscribers.
No.
Sheena.
Moses
this
is going to come down or God is going to come down and tell me
if
to...
If you don't get more subscribers, your time
is
done.
No.
That would be great.
No, it wouldn't.
What would be like other really, really pathetic things for God to get involved with? What do you think?
What kind of other things?
Yeah. Trid, grow a mustache.
That would be really...
If you don't grow a mustache, people will be sad. Your mustache will bring joy to the masses.
Who?
Huh?
Who's happy?
The masses.
Which masses?
Oh, my neighbor, Damasus. You don't know him?
No, because you said nobody watches our show.
That they watch, actually.
Oh.
They listen also.
Yeah.
You can subscribe on audio platforms, too.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that even myself.
Mm-hmm.
You can pre-save songs.
You can.
But we won't talk about that.
No, no, we're going to talk about it. I have a new song coming out.
No, we won't talk about it. Look, this isn't a... Did you pay for an ad on this podcast?
Yes, I did.
You know you didn't.
Yes, I did.
I saw the statement.
Did you...
If you want to pay for an ad...
Do you do the accounting of this podcast?
You need to put $35 in the pot.
Okay, listen. I have a new song coming out. It's called More of You. It's coming out in like 3 weeks. Coming out May 21st. And you can go to the link... I'm going to put the link in the show notes and you can pre-save the song.
What are show notes?
The notes of the show.
Where is that?
Like on YouTube, it's in the description.
They can't even find the subscribe button. Where are they going to find your show notes?
Oh, no.
This is like level 3.0 you're asking now. We're going to never talk to any of you again if you don't pre-save.
No.
Just lean in, play chicken. Trust me. Just tell them I'm never going to talk to you again.
No, I'm not doing
Just do it. Just look in the camera and say.
You do.
It's not my song.
Oh.
You say, I'm never going to talk to you. No one helps someone pleeing like
please,
this.
Please, for
say,
the love of God.
I'm going to come to your house and hit you with my car.
No, I'm not going to hit you with my car.
I'm going to look for
you. My song is really going to be an exciting...
I'm going to find you in public and beat you with my shoe.
Nope, it's going to be a really exciting song.
Try that.
Nope.
Just try. Just say, look, if you don't pre-save my song...
Yeah.
I'm coming for you.
If you don't pre-save my song, he's coming for you.
Not me.
He's coming for you.
I'm coming for you.
Yeah.
I'm going to kick your dog.
Should I give a little clip of the song? You're what I need on my worst day.
Oh, yeah, I remember this song.
And when I surrender to you, I'll find my way.
It's about drugs.
If I could just tell the world and make it true, let there be less of me and more of you.
It's a song about fat and muscle.
Let there be less of me and more of you.
Is that what it is?
No.
Then you started running?
No.
Oh. I've given you so many guesses. You keep saying they're wrong. I think they're all right.
The last one you did was crazy. You thought it was tampons.
Think about it. Listen back. It works.
All right.
Bye.
I think we're all set. Thank you so much for joining us. See you next week.